It's Wednesday, May 10th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. An explosive story. President Donald Trump fired FBI Director James Comey yesterday. Details coming up immediately following today's newscast in my special report. You'll hear audio conjecture from columnist Charles Krauthammer from Fox News about why he thinks it's inexplicable and why former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom believes James Comey had to go. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill on Sunday which prohibits sanctuary policies and gives local law enforcement officers the right to ask for the immigration status of anyone they stop. Under the law, local officers who won't cooperate with federal immigration agents could face jail time and fines up to $25,000 per day. The Lone Star Attorney General Ken Paxton already has filed suit against local jurisdictions like Austin that had been accused of not cooperating with federal immigration agents. An undercover investigation into the practices of a New Mexico abortion mill has revealed that the clinic has no qualms about aborting babies, even those who have reached 30 weeks gestation, reports Life News. Southwestern Women's Options Abortion Mill in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is one of the last facilities in the United States that will abort babies through all 9 months of pregnancy. Abortion Free New Mexico conducted an investigation into their abortion practices to see how they handle a late-term abortion situation. One of the investigators called the clinic, posing as a 26-year-old woman who was seeking an abortion. She told the clinic she was 30 weeks pregnant.
So let me tell you also a little bit about the procedure that we do here. This will require you to be in Albuquerque from a Monday night through a Friday evening. It's a procedure of termination by induction. So we actually would start on Tuesday morning. We will take a day or two to soften and dilate the cervix, and then we will induce labor. So you will be going through the act of labor and delivery of a stillborn fetus. We will euthanize the fetus on the first day.
The undercover call also revealed that tax dollars pay for abortions through Medicaid. The Worldview spoke to Tara Shaver, a pro-life missionary from New Mexico, who shared why it's important to expose the prevalence of late-term abortions.
There's a myth in our culture, and we hear it all the time, that late-term abortions are illegal or late-term abortions are only performed if there's something wrong with the baby or if the mother's life is in jeopardy. Since we live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as pro-life missionaries, we have documented time and time again that it's just not the case that these late-term abortions are super rare.
Oklahoma House lawmakers passed a resolution Monday calling on state officials to recognize the act of aborting an unborn baby as murder, the Tulsa World reports. State House Resolution 1004, sponsored by State Representative Chuck Strom, states that the U.S. Supreme Court wrongly decided Roe v. Wade and that unborn babies deserve protection under the law. It directs, quote, every public official in Oklahoma to exercise their authority to stop murder of unborn children by abortion, unquote. And state judges, quote, not to interfere with the legislature's right to clarify Oklahoma criminal law regarding abortion, unquote. The resolution passed in a voice vote Monday and is, quote, considered a statement of policy that does not carry the weight of law, unquote. Though the Oklahoma resolution does not change the law, it is an important reminder to society that unborn babies are valuable human beings who should be protected by the law. Numbers 35:33 says, do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land. Steve Green, president of Hobby Lobby, has encouraged Christians to continue fighting for religious liberty, warning that there will always be those who attempt to take those freedoms away, reports the Gospel Herald. Moments after President Trump signed the Religious Liberty Executive Order, Green said, quote, this nation was built on principles found in the Bible, and one of those concepts was our religious freedom, unquote. A committed Christian, Green is no stranger to fighting for religious freedom. In 2014, the Supreme Court ruled in Hobby Lobby's favor in the case over whether employers who run their businesses on Christian principles had to provide insurance coverage for abortifacients under Obamacare. Celebrated Christian apologist and speaker Nabil Qureshi revealed he has terminal cancer, with doctors giving him an almost 0% chance of survival. The Pakistani-American, who converted from Islam before becoming an outspoken evangelist and best-selling writer with Ravi Zacharias, asked for prayer as his latest round of treatment proved unsuccessful. The author of No God But One, Allah or Jesus, is battling stomach cancer and said although the tumor had shrunk there, the cancer had spread through his lymph nodes around his chest, meaning he is ruled out from vital surgery. Listen to a clip from his recent YouTube video post.
This is about the worst news we've received since the day we were first diagnosed. The cancer is now worse than where it was when we were first diagnosed. The initial diagnosis was, of course, bad, stage 4. 4 rounds of chemo later, we had a very good scan. 4 rounds of chemo after that, we had a mixed scan. We weren't quite sure what it said. And now the cancer is worse than it was when they first discovered it. The first thing that comes to mind is the story of Lazarus in the New Testament, the Gospel of John. Lazarus's sisters were indignant with Jesus for having delayed. He raised him from the dead, and so it was an even greater miracle than otherwise expected. That's kind of where we are now. If this be for God's glory, it would be definitely more for his glory now, because we're kind of past the point of medical treatment. That's what I'm praying for, that God is aiming to glorify himself even more through what's going to happen. I can't lose hope. There's a lot on the line, especially my daughter. I don't want her to grow up fatherless.
Pray that God would intervene and heal Nabil Qureshi. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. As promised now, here's my special report. In a shock that is still reverberating throughout Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, abruptly terminating the law enforcement official leading a wide-ranging criminal investigation into whether Trump's advisors colluded with the Russian government to steer the outcome of the 2016 presidential election, reports the New York Times. The stunning development in Mr. Trump's presidency raised the specter of political interference by a sitting president into an existing investigation by the nation's leading law enforcement agency. It immediately ignited Democratic calls for an independent prosecutor to lead the Russian inquiry. Trump explained the firing by citing Comey's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, even though the president was widely seen to have benefited politically from that inquiry and had once praised Comey for having, quote, guts, unquote, in his pursuit of Clinton during the campaign. Columnist Charles Krauthammer argued on Fox News Channel's special report with Brett Baer that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's claim that FBI Director James Comey should be fired due to his mishandling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails is, quote, highly implausible, unquote.
This is about, according to the letter by the Deputy Attorney General, this is about something that occurred on July the 5th. So we start out with something that is highly implausible. If that was so offensive to the Trump administration, what you would have done is in the transition, you would have spoken with Comey and said, we're going to let you go. That's when a president could very easily make a decision to have a change. That's not unprecedented. But to fire him summarily with no warning in the middle of May because of something that happened in July is almost inexplicable. Do we really believe that Donald Trump, after all these months, decided suddenly he had to fire this guy because he damaged Hillary back in July? Another implausible conjecture. We are left to believe that it might have something to do with the egregious mistake that Comey made in the testimony this week. And we end up with that very strange clause that you read in the letter from Trump to Comey, While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, who has been talking about FBI investigations of Trump? This sort of explodes on us.
Former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom said James Comey had to go because he had ruined the reputation of the Bureau, declaring, quote, "I'm glad it happened. Jim Comey danced with the devil. The interview of Hillary Clinton, in my view, was a sham." Others cite 10 major FBI scandals under Comey's watch. Even before the 2016 campaign, the FBI endured a number of humiliations under Comey's tenure. Most damning were revelations that the FBI was generally aware of almost every terrorist who successfully struck America over the last 8 years. Here are two. Before he bombed the Boston Marathon, the FBI interviewed Tamerlan Tsarnaev, but let him go. And the FBI had possession of emails sent by Nidal Hassan, saying he wanted to kill his fellow soldiers to protect the Taliban, but didn't intervene, leading many critics to argue that the tragedy that resulted in the deaths of 31 Americans at Fort Hood, Texas, could have been prevented. And that concludes another special report. I'm Adam McManus. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.